Morning. I'm in conversation with Derby artist Sarah Perkins. She's just been explaining to us how she was forced to make a career change. She was in the police for 21 years, but unfortunately back issues meant that she had to take medical retirement. And is now, well, she's back to what was her first love, which was art, as we've established as well. But going from the police back to being an artist, Phil in Alverston is clearly on the ball this morning with his text. Does she paint like Constable? Oh, Phil. If you do want to get in touch with this show, sorry, don't laugh, Sarah. Don't encourage him. 81333 is the text number. Start your message with the word Derby. So the work that you do, and people can find you on Facebook at the moment. I know you've got a website that you're kind of putting together finishing touches of.
Yes. So the website's been developed. It's taken quite a while because although someone else is doing it for me, I've got to provide all the photographs, all the content. It's going to have pages about how to go about commissioning me. And in a step-by-step guide, because some people have never commissioned a work of art before. And so it gives a guidance on how to go about it and what I need from them, really. And it's going to have a little shop on there and everything. So that's hopefully going to be launched in the next couple of weeks. So painting's been on hold for about 3 weeks because I've been developing that.
Wow, I bet you're itching to get back, aren't you? You do a lot of the stuff. It's kind of wildlife, animals seem to be your thing. So the commissions tend to be the domestic pets. So if somebody's wonderful little dog that they want to have a painting of, you will do.
From a photo. From a photograph. I mean, digital photographs are better because then I can zoom in on my iPad and get all the details. I work mainly from photographs. So the photograph is key, really, because it's got to be at a good angle so that you can get all the features. But I also have separate photographs that kind of give me the feel of the character of the dog and the essence of it. And the nice thing is that I get people saying, yeah, you've grasped the character, you know, he's got a cheeky face. And it's nice to feel that they know that I'm sensing that character and it's coming out in my artwork.
You do them from different angles as well, don't you?
Yeah,
There was a nice one of a dog, which was like a three canvas thing from different angles of the dog, which is really sweet.
Yeah, that was a Boston Terrier, and that it's called a triptych when you do three paintings that form a sort of piece. Mm. And yeah, there was a front view, back view, and a looking up view, and that was really fun to do. And the people that I did it for are really pleased, and they're putting it in their new extension, which is nice, and it's going to be a nice feature in somebody's home, which is one of the most rewarding things of what I'm doing. Is that, you know, if you'd asked me beginning of last year would I be doing this, I'd have to pinch myself that I'd be producing work that people love and want to feature in their homes. And yeah, it's a bit of a dream, really.
And it's a totally different shift from being on the force.
It is, yes.
But it's wildly different.
But it's good because I can pace myself. The back problem has not gone away. As I say, I've had major surgery on my back. And also, at the moment, I'm having injections into my back to try and discover where source of pain's coming from. So I'm still in the process of having treatment for it. And it's something that is never going to go away, but it gives me the chance to pace myself. I can paint standing up, sitting down if I feel like it, or if I've had enough, I can walk away. It also allows me to pace it around family life, you know, school runs, and my husband shifts, he works nights, so it's giving me the freedom to be able to tailor it to my limitations, but also around life and still being able to produce, you know, work and making people happy, really. So
if people want to take a look at your work and find out more about the style and what you do, they can find you on Facebook, Sarah Perkins.
Yeah, it's Sarah Perkins Art. I'm on Facebook and I'm on Instagram now. I'm getting with the times. With much guidance from my stepson, who's 20, he's helped me with the Instagram side of things. And as I say, the website, hopefully in the next couple of weeks, will be launched.
And some of your stuff is also in local shops as well.
Yeah, I'm in a gallery in Tutbury called the Suki Gallery. That's got my current bugs and insects range.
Of which I've got, you brought me a little coaster.
Yes.
I've got my coffee on at the moment, which has got a ladybird on a flower. Which
bright and cheerful.
Very bright and cheerful. Love it. Thank you very much for that.
So I describe my style as modern, sort of quite contemporary, but still grabbing the essence of the animal. Mm. But I don't, when I do a commission, I don't necessarily completely stick to the colours of the dog. But it's more a creation of a work of art of people's animals. And then it's my take with my ranges on ladybird, bee, butterfly, and they've been and a beetle even, and they've been really popular. So the originals are in a gallery, but what I've also done is because creating work takes some time and I've only got set amount of time, those large works I have then reproduced into print form, and I'm doing vegan suede cushions, which is a man-made material but it feels like suede, and you can put it in the washing machine, coasters and mugs and things like that, and prints that you can then frame yourself, and those are stocked in, I'm on Sadler Gate in Design 44 on Sadler Gate, the Makers in Ashbourne, which is a lovely shop that's got lots of creative and artistic items, and I'm also in a shop in Nottingham as well near Stenton Market called The Shop. So that's taken some time to produce the stock that is required to go in all these
shops. You say it's taken some time in less than a year that you've been up and running.
Yeah, it's not a year yet.
So good for you, and long may it continue. Sarah, great to hear your story.
Thank you
for sharing it, and great success with the future career now.
Oh, thank you very much.
That's Sarah Perkins on BBC Radio Derby. Let's get the latest on the roads.